Boyd's World, starring Terry Boyd.
Blue sticks and safety scissors.
And Jeets.
I don't even remember what we talked about the last break.
Terry Boyd's World, mornings, 92.3 KGON.
So the guy they've dubbed the CEO shooter, right? Luigi Mangione?
Yeah.
It was about a week ago, I think, when this all began, and it was like right out of like a movie, right? The silencer gun and all this.
Yeah, he had a silencer gun, he had notes on the bullets, and then when they found the bag with the gun, it was filled with Monopoly money.
So many weird pieces,
right?
He
was almost like a comic book villain.
Yeah, even going back to the name, it almost, you know, like a video game type thing. And I know, like, I'm not making light of it because somebody did get murdered here. But the whole thing is very strange, including how many people have become fangirls of this guy, right? And asking for already try to get some sort of a pardon for this guy. I mean, we don't even know any of the details except for this one that's coming out this morning. They didn't have a motive, if in fact he is the guy. I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out, right?
Sure.
That the guy that they have arrested, Luigi, hurt his back, apparently, on a trip to Hawaii when he was surfing.
Right. And they said up until that point, he was right as rain, like an upstanding kid, all mm-hmm. this stuff. And then there was something about he hurt a back, got a surgery or something, and just mentally he was, like, just off.
Well, here's the reason why, at least according to his roommate this morning. He was unable to be intimate with women after he hurt his back. He was uncomfortable because he was in such great pain.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember how old he is, and apparently, you know, I mean, you look at the pictures, internet's going crazy, this guy is a good-looking dude, right, the whole thing. What a curse to have all of those things going for you. He's a wealthy, good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Can't close a deal.
Yeah, that's tough. To think a man's life could have been saved if somebody would have told him about reverse cowgirl, you know? It's a shame. Why are you laughing? A man died. And he just realized he doesn't always have to do all the work.
Right. You know, like. I thought the same thing.